The first reading today is St. Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, talks to them about their sufferings, the various afflictions that they were going through, and tells them that the more that they share in the suffering, the more they share in the encouragement. Now you can ask yourself, how many times in the midst of my suffering have I really felt encouraged? Most of us just kind of cave in on ourselves. We feel depressed, we feel frustrated, we don't feel encouraged. And so we have to ask ourselves why. Now it's because we're looking at things on the natural level. There are sufferings and they are real. And if we just simply look at it naturally, we don't like it. It's called suffering, it's not called fun. And we want to do everything we can to get out of it. And that's fine to try to find ways to be able to alleviate the pain or whatever it may be. But we have to learn to look at things from a spiritual perspective. What's God doing with this? Because that's where the encouragement comes from. When you look at all the things that St. Paul went through, which this is 2 Corinthians that we just started today, so we'll be hearing that list one of these days. All the stoned and whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and all those sorts of things that he went through. And it was through all of those things that ultimately God was stripping St. Paul of himself so that he'd be able to love God. He wanted to serve the Lord. As he himself tells us, he was, according to justification by the law, he was far beyond most of his contemporaries. And yet all that, or most of that, I should say, was in his head. In other words, I'm doing all the things that I need to do. But he said, we're not going to be saved by doing that. It's only by faith in Jesus Christ. And ultimately, Jesus is the Christ only because he suffered and he died and he rose from the dead. And so if we're going to have faith in Jesus as the Christ, it's looking at his suffering and it's participating in his suffering. That again is where on the very practical level our encouragement can come from. If you recognize that what's happening is that the Lord is continuing his suffering in and through you. You're a member of Jesus Christ. And therefore, his suffering continues. And you might want to ask, why? Didn't he do enough? He did. But he left a little bit for us. If you can understand it that way, you recognize that it's actually a privilege. And it should be a joy to be able to do this. Now again, if we're not even feeling encouraged, I can guarantee you're not feeling any joy. Most of us, it's grumbling and whining and complaining and whatever else. It's not rejoicing. Even though Jesus told us in the gospel, when all these things happen, we're supposed to rejoice. We don't. Because we don't see what God is doing with it. So through the struggles and sufferings that you endure, God is purifying you, and he's perfecting you. So he's purifying you so that you can love more. What's in the way of your ability to love more? Selfishness, pure and simple. I am in the way of my own self being able to love more. Because love is focused on the other. And in our society, focus is on me. It's all about the self. And so God has to strip us of that if we're really going to be able to live the Christian life. We have to be able to focus on the love of God and love of neighbor. But he's doing more than that. Because in that point of the love of God and love of neighbor, then if our suffering is a continuation of the suffering of Christ, then where you have to see it as a privilege is that your suffering is for the salvation of souls. It's so that other people can be saved and can be redeemed. No one is going to be saved apart from Jesus Christ. But you're a member of Jesus Christ. And so his suffering continues today because his sacrifice continues today. That's the part, especially when you can come to daily Mass, to keep in mind. When I turn around in a few minutes and say, pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father, the "and yours" part is your sufferings. It's your sacrifice. As the priest, I'm offering the bread and wine. But the sacrifice of Jesus at Mass is done mystically, and there is no suffering. But you cannot separate suffering and sacrifice. So where does the suffering come from in the sacrifice of Jesus at Mass? From the people of God. From our suffering that we're uniting with him in his sacrifice. So yes, the church is offering the bread and wine of the Lord. But you and I, in our subjective sufferings, are offering the sufferings of the Lord. And if you really ponder it a little further, the moment of the consecration, the bread and wine is changed into Jesus. And your suffering on the natural level is now made supernatural, and it becomes the suffering of the Lord, united with his sacrifice. And why is he continuing to offer his sacrifice? So that souls can continue to be saved. So that the work of redemption will continue into our day. That's what he is giving us a share in. That's why it's a privilege. That's why the saints rejoice. That's why in every single book of the New Testament you're going to find weird statements like, rejoice in the measure in which you share in Christ's suffering. Count it pure joy when you're involved in any sort of trial. Why would they say things like that? Are these guys insane? No, far from it. It's as sane as can be, because they understood spiritually the grace that God was giving them to be able to suffer, to unite it with the suffering of Jesus. If we look at the suffering of our Lord on the natural level, it was wrong. It was an injustice. It was horrible. He didn't look at it that way. He looked at it spiritually, supernaturally, because he understood the good that was going to come from it. And that's exactly what the saints do. They understand that. And that's how they can rejoice in the suffering. Now, St. Teresa tells us that until we're through what she calls the fifth mansion, so the seven levels of the spiritual life, until we're through the fifth level, we can't rejoice in the suffering. It's just suffering. We might know in our heads that God can bring good out of it, but we're just suffering. But as God continues to work you through the different levels of the spiritual life and purify you through your sufferings, then you can actually rejoice in them. Because you can see the good that God is bringing from it. Not only the good in your life, purifying you so that you can love more, but the good it's bringing about for the salvation of souls. That's the greatest good. We want everybody to be in heaven. And that's not going to happen apart from the suffering and the prayers of the people of God. So if we can understand it that way, then you can understand why St. Paul would be saying the more you share in the suffering of Christ, the more you share in the encouragement. Again, that might not make a whole lot of sense to us today, because maybe we're not feeling real encouraged. But when we can look at it spiritually and see what God is doing, there is encouragement there, because we can see that it has value and we can see that it's good. On the natural level, it is not good. It's just suffering, and it's awful. Spiritually, however, we can see the good, And when we can see the good, we can have encouragement. When we have encouragement, we can have joy. And that's what the saints recognize, that we can rejoice in the measure in which we share in the suffering of Christ.